broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The detectives were able to do numerous interviews, and through the information
obtained, that makes it seem like they had some weird relationship with.
So when those, to me, dumb rumors come up, mm-hmm. that you
are gay,
again.
They disrespecting uh-huh. my culture, man. Disrespecting my people, man. We can't stand up for this, man.
How would they want to smack you upside the head?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. Head on over to our website. Check us out on our live streaming, video live streaming, audio of the show, as well as our thousands of hours of archived material. Just thousands of hours of the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Joining us this hour will be Jeff Dowder. He's a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech University. We're going to talk, though, about the McRib. That's right, the McRib, which is a sandwich that is being sold by McDonald's. And it is such a successful entree on their menu that it has boosted November sales, not just in the United States, but globally. Even though McDonald's, it was very interesting. I saw that not that I watched the stock market. This happened to be a part of the story I was reading, that McDonald's shares fell $1.46 a share to $78.88. But I digress. I'm sure that might have more to do with something non-food related. Anyway, Jeff Dowder will be joining us, 877-876-PHIL. And as we look at the story, McDonald's Corporation says a key sales figure rose 4.8% in November, helped in the United States by the popularity of the limited-time McRib sandwich. Now, I say limited time for whatever reason, and McDonald's has its reasons. They sell this sandwich sporadically in the United States. The only country where it is available year-round, or maybe not the only country, but one of the countries it's available year-round, for whatever reason, Germany. In Germany, you can get the McRib. It may be because there is a large American population in Germany, much of it military. I mean, I'm just guessing here. McDonald's McRib promotion ran nationally November 2nd through November the 22nd, although some individual restaurant owners may have extended the promotion until the end of the month. The McRib sandwich, which consists of a ground pork patty, pickles, onions, and barbecue sauce on a roll, was first introduced in 1981. It is available year-round, as I mentioned, in Germany, but has only been offered occasionally in the United States, and its scarcity has helped it garner a cult-like popularity. And joining us here, Professor Jeff Dowder. And I'm asking you about this, Professor Dowder, because I know you're involved in physics, but you're also involved in teaching nutrition. Is that correct?
Well, not teaching. I'm involved as a volunteer on a nutrition project that helps low-income families and others, seniors and so forth, who are on a, you know, like a fixed income or on a limited income, make the right food choices, and it's part of a little public service or community service that I not only involve myself in, but, you know, also sort of, you know, involve my, you know, get my students and everything to do. And it was, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting because, first of all, you know, I'm not really down on McDonald's food. I don't think it's that good, but I know there's worse, you know.
When you're not down on McDonald's, you're not saying that, you're not telling people to go eat there.
No, I mean, I'm not telling people to go eat there. I grew up in California, and I was part of hamburger culture, you know, until I started. And that really, it had more to do with, my girlfriend right now, is, and I suppose a lot of people, a lot of men can say that, you know, they sort of clean their act up nutritionally when they, got into a relationship or whatever with a woman who was more health conscious.
Well, that's true. I mean, when I got married, you know, I ate more, that's for sure, but it was good food, you know.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, what I like to do is look at a food from the standpoint of nutrition, and also is the food, you know, healthy for the, and this is going to kind of sound weird, but is it healthy for the country? you know.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, like the McRib, you know. Here's a thing that I think people need to remember about a McRib and any pork presentation or pork product presentation, whether it's McDonald's or any other, you know, company, is that it's a pork presentation, and it's, you know, and Muslims are now sort of making it, you know, they're kind of making it known, you know, that they're here, and also, you know, Jewish people are more and more, you know, kind of popping their heads up and going, hey, you know, what's up? So the pork, you know, the pork presentation in a bun, or the sandwich, is not really, you know, the future. You know, and
well, I don't hear a lot of Jew. I don't hear a lot of Jewish people talking about. Frankly, I don't really hear a lot of Muslim people. Although,
oh no, the Muslim people are. I think you know that the Muslim people who have been, you know, involved in a lot of struggles for their rights under the laws of the world are. You know, they're struggling for their rights and everything. Now, probably the Jewish people don't make that much of an issue out of it because they've been able to, you know, get a lot of their rights. But the Muslim people still are trying to find their rights. And one of the ways that they're going to do it is to take a look at American culture and make sure that, you know, what's going on with it is going to make sure that their rights are going to be, you know, good. I mean that they're gonna have the rights. So
So what has that got to do with the McRib? So that's a pork sandwich.
Oh, so it's a pork sandwich, and that means that the Muslims are going to definitely not. That's going to be a deal breaker for the Muslims. So here's my whole point about it. You can enjoy the McRib for as long as you want to enjoy the McRib, but it's still not a sandwich that's got much future left in America. And the thing that I think is kind of...
Why do you say it doesn't have any future left? Are you saying that the McRib sandwich... What about pork sandwiches?
Well, I mean, pork sandwiches, in what sense?
Well, like, you can go to any barbecue joint, you know.
No, I'm not talking about that. I mean the pork... I mean a popular pork offering like the McRib at McDonald's. Is going to be very vulnerable because it's very public and it's very upfront. So McDonald's McRib pork sandwich is going to be in the crosshairs of Muslims who don't want to be offended by a pork presentation like that. Yeah, they know that there's barbecue places, and yeah, they know that there's pork, you know, bacon or what have you, but to put it up in their face is wrong. And McDonald's, you know, I got to say something, Phil. McDonald's does it a lot.
Well, I don't know what you mean by put it up in their face. Because of the fact that McDonald's is so popular?
Well, yeah, because McDonald's will have...
I mean, McDonald's is a worldwide organization now. Let's talk about McDonald's just for a second, okay? 32,000 restaurants, 100 countries. I mean, this is an international effort.
Well, it's an international effort, but the only country where the pig... sandwich, the McRib pig sandwich, is an issue in the United States, where it's, you know, they offer a little bit then it goes away. They offer a little bit and it goes away, because you don't want to run afoul of the Muslim laws, you know, with regard to the pork. And
I'm not familiar, and maybe I should be. I'm not familiar with Muslim law regarding food. I imagine.
Well, they don't eat it. It's the same way that a lot of very fundamentalist Jews don't eat it, because they consider it to be an unclean animal, you know. And so for McDonald's to say, well, hey, guess what, you know, yeah, we got a McRib sandwich, hey, you know, it's like they're dancing back and forth with a pig, you know, the pig sandwich. I mean, it looks like they're trying to piss off Muslims, is all I'm saying. And
how are they pissing off Muslims? This is something that has been around since...
I'm not saying that they are actually trying to, but it looks like it.
Well, the sandwich has been around since 1981.
No, I know.
Okay, so it's not like we've had this... We've been involved in this national dialogue now about the Muslim faith because, you know, we want to respect religion. At the same time, we want to have a secular, we have law. So why would they even think that?
Because here's why, Mr. Henry. McDonald's is all over the world. It's in 100 countries. You said it. 32,000 restaurants, and on top of everything else, they just get this big broadcast, big billboard. Yeah, we sold 3 billion, you know, or I don't know how many that they say, you know, yeah, we've sold, you know, we're McDonald's. Yeah, look at us. We sold 300 billion pig sandwiches. So, you know, what do you think about that, Muslims? You know,
it doesn't say that.
No, I know it doesn't say that. And I know the Muslims don't think it says that, but it's basically saying we're McDonald's and we go out. And you know, and when we have a sandwich, we'll sell it. You know, and there's nothing you can do about it.
All right, Jeff Dowder joining us 877-876-PHIL 877-876-PHIL. So the McRib sandwich has no future in America because of the current popular voice of the American Muslim. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. I mean, I don't know about the popular voice of the American Muslim. That's one aspect. There's the international immigration of Muslims to America. There's the international voice of Muslims. I mean, they're going to have something to say about it. And so we sort of have to, you know, get our ducks in a row and sit down and figure out what we're going to say, you know.
So say to who, man? I mean, who are we talking to?
Well, whoever represents the big Muslim guy. Forgive me, I don't know.
What do you mean, like a pope? They don't have a pope.
No, I know they don't have a pope, but whoever the main, Mecca, I guess he'd live in Mecca, Muslim, is going to want some answers about this, you know, rib sandwich. And I think the way for McDonald's to handle it is to say, we're rolling it out, yeah. They like it in Germany, yeah. But you know, it's coming to an end, and we're not going to have it no more. I mean, we're not going to have it anymore, and that at least begins to cool out the Muslims. Because let me tell you something, I've been a teacher at the college level, and a lot of my Muslim students, they get pretty ticked off about. I mean, they get crazy about stuff. And the thing that I don't want to see is a lot of kids on campus that are Muslim kids, and they all start hopping up and down and getting crazy about stuff, because that's what they do. And if McDonald's goes, yeah, you know what, I think we're going to have the McRib, and we're going to sell the pig sandwich, and there ain't nothing you can do about the pork. And now I got, you know, I don't know, 500, 600 Muslims who are hopping mad, and they do. They start hopping around a bonfire with signs and everything, and it's a pretty bad thing.
Boy, I got to tell you, you don't sound very sympathetic to your students.
I love my students.
All right, well, talking about a bunch of Muslim students hopping around a bonfire with signs because of a McRib sandwich?
I'm saying because of the cult, yeah. Because of the McRib sandwich, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
877-876-PHIL. Jeff Dowder joining us talking about McDonald's McRib sandwich, a pork sandwich that is very popular in the United States and will eventually have to go away because of the rising tide of influence of Muslims in our country. Pork being a prohibited or proscribed food among some Muslims, as well as it is among other religions. But he's basically saying with this big sales boost that McDonald's saw from sales of the McRib sandwich, don't get used to it because the McRib's got to go away with the voice of Muslims about to be heard. 877-876-PHIL. So, you know, here again, American culture, American attitude, American politics being shaped by religion. In this case, the Muslim religion. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to our show this evening, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, joined by Jeff Dowder from Caltech. McDonald's says a key sales figure rose 4.8% in November, helped in the U.S. by the popularity of this limited-time McRib sandwich. The McRib sandwich, for whatever strategic reason, is sold intermittently in the United States. However, it is a year-round sale, for instance, in Germany. And the sales of the McRib sandwich were the strongest in France, Germany, Russia, and the U.K. That was the strongest, I should say, in Europe.
Yeah, no, it's still, the McRib is still overall more popular in the United States. But that's what sets up, Mr. Henry, the conflict with the Muslim. And I don't know if you ever saw the movie Lord of the Flies.
I saw the black and white, the original.
Yeah, if you've seen Lord of the Flies, then you get a general sense of what can happen to the Muslim when he knows that the pork, you know, the pork product or the McRib sandwich is being sold. There is a pheromone. I don't know if you know about pheromone or anything.
And the scent?
Yeah, the scent of that. And if you've seen Lord of the Flies, Muslims will get agitated in that sense because they feel they're being disrespected, but also because of the pheromone of the pork. So, like I said, you know, I've got 500 students dancing around a bonfire, you know, tearing their shirts off, their hair gets unkempt.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It sounds to me like there's a little bit of a stereotype going on here with the reaction of Muslims to the sale of pork. 877-876-PHIL. Brian in Atlanta, go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jeff Dowder.
How you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Very good.
First, I'd like to say McDonald's breakfast menu is all pork, basically, except for the chicken sandwich and the chicken biscuit. The McRib is a limited item since, like you said, 1981. It comes about every year and a half or two, and then it goes away. And they bring it back, you know, to boost sales, I guess. And, hey, look, the McRib is back. I don't know what he's talking about. If you look at all the religions by a book, like the Torah, which is the Jewish, they don't eat pig. The Old Testament, for the Christians, they say the pig is an unclean animal, and the Muslims. Mm-hmm. Say the same thing. I don't understand his point. And then he says hopping around a bonfire and tearing their shirts off. I mean, this guy sounds like he's like a fake caller.
I'm a college I'm a college professor. I'm just talking about what could happen.
Well. You don't speak well to be a college professor. You say
I'm a physics professor, okay, but I also work in the field of nutrition. All I'm saying is that, okay, everything you say is right. There's only one problem. Nobody at McDonald's is going, hey, yeah, come on down to have breakfast and eat all the pork products that we have to offer. But when they have a McRib, they're all like, yeah, pork, 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 and everything like this. So that immediately is going to, I'm saying McRib is like a standalone menu item that is going to stand out, and McDonald's is selling it like that and saying, nobody's going, you know, come on down and have our pork breakfast, but they are saying, come on down and get a pork sandwich.
Basically, because they brought an item back that's been here since 81.
They're highlighting
a sandwich, which they should do. It's called marketing. That's called marketing.
Fine. They can market it, but they've got Muslims out there that are about to start peeling their shirts off.
And the word for smell is called pheromone. It's not pheromone. It's pheromone. Pheromone, man.
What are you talking about, man?
This guy talking about pheromones. Pheromones.
Well, I don't even know if that guy knew what he was talking about. But I mean, the point is, when you have a sign up that says, "Yeah, how you doing? We just sold 300 billion pork sandwiches. How's that make you feel? You know, You're challenging.
They're not saying that. I don't know where you're getting the idea that this is an overt attempt by McDonald's to piss off Muslims.
Well, I would ask you this then, Mr. Henry. I mean, maybe it's not overt, but they don't know anything about the neighborhoods that they're in. You know McDonald's is in Pakistan. You know about that, don't you? Don't you, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I know about that. And by the way, that's a very good point. They're in Pakistan. They ain't been burned out yet.
Not yet, but okay, so you don't even know what you're talking about. Because now, with the McRib, good luck. I'd hate to be doing lunch pickup at the McDonald's in Islamabad about 2 a.m. when somebody's trying to forget it.
Phil Hendry, 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And our website is philhendryshow.com. So after the show, you can go over there and check out our show log, those of you who might have missed some of the show. And tomorrow, the show is available on our website on demand. The video cast, as well as the audio cast. The audio podcast is available at iTunes, as well as a mini podcast, as well as a number of our classic Phil podcasts, which we're going to be adding to this week. Talking to Professor Jeff Dowder this evening about the McRib sandwich from McDonald's, which was introduced in November for a limited time. And I remember us reporting on this, Professor Dowder, because we said, wow, look at this, the McRib. Now, I'm not a big McRib. I'm not even really a big McDonald's fan. This doesn't even sound like a McRib sandwich when they say it's ground pork.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's not, a McRib, it's not a rib. You're right. It's a pork patty sandwich. I'm much the same as the patties, what they'll use. And breakfast, when they serve the breakfast specials and everything. But that's not the point. The point is for McDonald's to be offering the McRib at a pivotal time right now in American current events where you have a Muslim population base that is trying to get some things done. They're trying to get a mosque built. And I'm not weighing in on, pro or con, okay? I'm just saying.
All right.
They're trying to do that. Kind of split down the middle on how we ought to deal with terror and everything like this. And then you introduce into that a guy sitting there at a McDonald's eating a pork pig sandwich, and sitting next to him is a lady maybe in a hijab, which is the Muslim head dress, and a guy who is also, decked out or however you want to call it. And now here's this guy sitting there, biting down on this McRib and looking over at him and like, hi, how are you doing, man? I'm licking my pork. How about you? All I'm saying is,
Well, what are you saying? I mean, you said last half hour that we're going to have a bonfire with people dancing around it with their hair disheveled, stripping their shirts off.
I mentioned the movie Lord of the Flies because it brought up an image of, pissing off a lot of Muslims. And I don't know whether you want to do that or not. I don't know whether this is the time or the place to be doing that. And I don't think it's the time or the place for McDonald's to be saying, let's see. We just had 9/11, and we got this mosque, and we got this, and we got that. Oh, I know. Let's bring the McRib back. I don't think so. Call me crazy.
Yeah, I think you're making a big deal out of nothing.
I don't think so, Mr. Henry. And, I'm around students a lot.
All right. Well, I just sounds like you're connecting some dots that don't need to be connected. Here is Mike in Durham, North Carolina, listening on WZTK. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My feeling is this. If the Muslims are so offended that McDonald's is selling a pork product, they can simply stop going to McDonald's.
Yeah, you're right about that, but where are they going to go then?
There's fast food chains to go that don't sell pork.
Well, no, there's not, because like Wendy's sells, sausage meats. But I mean, that's a good point. But I would simply say to the caller this: McDonald's is the biggest fast food restaurant in, guess where? You got it, Pakistan. So to get Muslims to stop going to McDonald's would be like getting any other American to stop going to McDonald's. Ain't going to happen.
Well, what do you mean ain't going to happen? This guy's making a very good point. There is, you know, buyer beware, you know.
Buyer beware. I mean, are you going to make your customers happy or not?
You're going to make them happy.
Then why would you sell a pork sandwich? It's like me right now. I'm looking at a commercial called Operation Smile, okay? Okay, are you guys there? Is the caller there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm looking at a commercial called Operation Smile. It's a bunch of kids that have got cleft, you know, they got like, well, excuse me for saying, hair lips. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want, and do I want to see that? No. Same thing with a Muslim and the McRib.
What are you talking about?
I just got done saying.
Well, that's got nothing to do with anything. I know the commercial you're talking about. Those poor babies, those children need surgery.
Yeah. But I don't want to look at that while I'm eating.
I don't All think right, Muslims anyway. Are offended by the sight of pork. I've dealt with many Muslim people, and I work with Muslim people. They eat with other people that eat other things that they don't eat.
Right.
I don't think they're really offended by it.
But, I mean, they cannot... There's something in their religion I know that says they can't be around pork, if I'm not mistaken.
Can't be around it.
Can't be around it as it's being eaten, yeah.
They can't touch it or prepare it.
Right, that's it, yeah. So, you know, you run the risk. At McDonald's, if you're serving McRib, and a guy is going up to get his whatever he's getting, and he's Muslim, and his hand brushes the pork on your sandwich.
Well, when's that going to happen, man? I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, that might be this gentleman's only good point is that, you know, someone might handle the McRib and then handle another sandwich, and they, you know, that technically could be offensive, you know, to the person that they might not want the item. And what
there you go. Yeah.
I have seen, you know, Muslims, they won't eat certain things, a hamburger or whatnot, because of how it's prepared, but there's things for them to eat that they will eat.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So he might have just gotten done preparing a pork, a McPork, and then he prepares like a McBurger, and he just had his hands all over the pork.
Well, first of all, I think a lot of these restaurants now wear these plastic gloves, you know.
I don't think that matters. I think the pork goes... I think they think... The Muslims believe that the pork can go through it. Not like magic, but it doesn't stop it.
All right. Anyway, Mike, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What does that mean, it doesn't stop it? What is that?
If you're handling pork... And then you handle a McMac, okay? And, all right, so the Muslim will say, hold on for a second, that's my McMac, but weren't you just touching pork? And the guy will say, yeah, I was, but I was wearing these plastic gloves. And which you've seen, you just mentioned, Mr. Henry, like at Subway and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Muslim is going to say, okay, yeah, I get it, but that doesn't really stop the pork.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
What does that mean, it doesn't stop the pork?
In other words, what I'm saying is, if pork is a sandwich or a meat that Muslims can't eat, for religious grounds, we're in an area of spirituality and metaphysics, so just to say I wore plastic gloves while I was handling your pork, or not yours, but I mean another guy's pork, and then I touched your meat, okay, that basically doesn't stop the effect of the pork in, you know, on you.
I don't understand this at all.
It's got a lot to do with kosher law and stuff.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand. But then again, I don't understand kosher law either, so I shouldn't comment. Here is Sam in Detroit. Are you kidding with us?
Am I what?
Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, am I kidding about what?
Are you kidding about the freaking pork?
No, I'm not kidding about anything. What I'm telling you is, I interface with Muslim students every day. And with the Muslim community in Pasadena especially. And I'm telling you, McDonald's picked a bad time to be, you know, trotting out a pork sandwich.
Go ahead, Sam.
I live in
in Detroit, Michigan. We have the largest Muslim population outside of the Middle East over here. And I'm in McDonald's two or three times a week with Muslims with the McRib signs anywhere, everywhere. I don't see any suicide bombers trying to come up in the McDonald's.
I didn't say suicide bomber.
To Ruben in Tuscaloosa. Go ahead, Ruben. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
The number of Muslim students I talk to.
I know. I understand. Go ahead, Ruben.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I'm considering, how about the diabetics that go into McDonald's? You know, I'm pretty sure there's more diabetics than there are Muslims. And, you know, and all those treats that they offer there with high carbohydrates and whatnot, you know, we're not talking about offending them. You know, this country...
What are you talking about, man? Diabetics, that's not a religion, man. That's a physical condition.
Yeah,
they're not going to be offended by sugar.
I understand that. But, you know, that philosophy is Old Testament. You know, the New Testament, we have a new covenant. You know, this country was built on Christian values, and everybody that came over here has to assimilate. You know, otherwise, you know, just go home, go back.
Well, I mean, I understand what the gentleman's saying, but if you're talking about something as basic as the pheromone, where when a Muslim smells pork, it's Lord of the Flies, how do you debate that?
Pardon?
I said, I'm talking about a basic physical reaction to the pheromone of the pork. So if a Muslim smells pork meat, and suddenly it's a bonfire, spears, and, you know, burning American flags. How do you combat that?
Well, I mean, burning the American flag is one thing. You know, if they want to go ahead and do that, well, more power to them, because our flag stands better than that anyway.
Your what?
Our flag stands better than burning it. You know, if they burn a flag, we just go get another one.
You get another flag.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, when a Muslim smells pork, you know, it turns into, like, some kind of a Swahili war dance. And
what are you talking about with Lord of the Flies and Swahili war dance?
Okay, yeah. you've never seen Muslims on TV going, death to America, they all do that. Have you ever seen that on TV? Where they'll go, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
That's what they do. Okay, all right, so shove a pork sandwich into one of their faces, and you all of a sudden go, that kind of stuff.
What, are you an idiot or something, man? You're telling me you're talking to Muslim students, and you're talking like this?
Mr. Henry, this is very, you know, what are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You're talking about a lousy McRib sandwich causing some sort of a spontaneous demonstration with flag burnings. And I'm telling you, it can't possibly be like that. Hey, Ruben, thanks for your call, sir. Appreciate it very much. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Just exactly how offensive is the McRib sandwich, a pork sandwich? How offensive will it be to the Muslim population of America as McDonald's considers rolling out the McRib 24/7, man, you know, 12 months out of the year? 877-876-PHIL. Back with more on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you're talking about me like I'm crazy.
You sound like a nut.
Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next hour, our news hour, and with us will be Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, as usual. I think, I'm not sure, but I think we might have Margaret Gray on the line with some discussion of Elizabeth Edwards, but I'm not sure if we'll have time for that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Professor Dowder with us talking about the McRib sandwich, which is a piece of marketing. It's a sandwich. It's a food from McDonald's, but the campaign and the actual product is very popular and is a bit of a cult popularity. And according to you, Professor Dowder, is a big, big mistake because of America's Muslim population, correct?
that's my point. And, there's an old saying, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it, but I'm not saying that pork is bad inherently, but I'm saying there's going to be a very tough row to hoe when you try to get a pork sandwich out there, and you've got Muslims who will say, right, that's okay, but I ordered a McMac or a quarter, a big pounder. I don't know the names of these sandwiches.
Like a quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder. And they'll say, I ordered a quarter pounder, and you rub pork all over it. You're going to have lawsuits. There's no question.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Tammy now in Houston, Texas, listening on KPRC. Hi, Tammy. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. The small point that I think that the professor may be trying to make is, for instance, when my Muslim friends come over to my house, they will not eat off of my utensils or my plates or out of my pot because I have prepared pork in those, I've been eating pork out of those things. So maybe that's a small point that he's trying to make about the gloves.
And that's kind of a hassle for you, isn't it? Isn't that a hassle for you that you got to, I guess I got to go get another bunch of kitchen appliances because I can't serve no food out of this. You know what I mean?
Well, no, we just go and we get something to eat out. But I totally don't agree with you. I feel like you are being a bit racist and stereotypical with the Swahili war dance and the Lord of the Flies and the beating of the chest and ripping off of the shirts over the McRib. The other thing is that the McRib did not just come out after 9/11. 9/11 was in 2001, and the McRib has been out since the 80s. It comes every single year right before Christmas. I partake in the McRib fanatic.
So you're into the McRib, into the McRib, mythology, I guess you would call it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. But it comes out every year at this time.
Right, yeah. Okay, now one thing I do want to say about Lord of the Flies, that was a book about white English schoolboys who reverted to a sort of primal culture because of being, a crash landing on an island. So we're really not talking about
Lord of the Flies.
We're really not talking about race so much as we're talking about a mindset that is brought on by something. So in the Muslim, I'm afraid, and I don't know, you can help me with this, Tammy. I mean, if your friends come over and you wave, like, the scent of pork under their noses, are you going to tell me you don't at least think about them suddenly going, yeah, and all that?
No.
What?
I don't think that my friends are educated. So educated people carry themselves differently than uneducated people. It's just like when you see those Muslims out there being recruited, 99% of them are uneducated.
They're poor,
they're hungry, they're desperate, It's the same thing with black people and gang members. They don't go into black culture. They go to the gutter to recruit members of the Bloods and the Crips because any higher-thinking person is not as susceptible to those types of behaviors.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm afraid that you could waver, just waft the scent of a McRib at a Muslim and because of the hunger.
No, she just got done saying that her friends are educated.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Yeah. They're not hungry.
No, the ones that are poor are hungry. Tammy's friends are well-educated. Tammy, thank you so much. 877-876-PHIL. Darren in Valdosta, Georgia. Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jeff Dowder.
What in the world does that have to do with anything? Why are we running worried about what they're worried about pork sandwiches at McDonald's? We have a lot
because the pork sandwich at McDonald's is offensive to the Muslim culture. And
again, so we're supposed to change our whole culture in fear of 1% of our culture?
No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying that they may want to think twice about how they're all, McRib, all 300 billion sold and trying to be all, a big shot about it.
What do you mean a big shot about it? What are you saying, that they're trying to rub it into the noses of Muslim people?
I think not unknowingly they are, yeah. Unwittingly they are, yeah. And so if you're in a McDonald's, Darren, and you have a McRib, and you're about to sit down and rip into a McRib, and you see a lady with a hijab on, which is the Muslim headwear,
yeah,
aren't you going to think... Okay, aren't you going to think twice before you unwrap it?
No, this
scent.
Is America.
Because of the scent of the pork.
We ought to have.
Not because of the scent of the pork?
No.
What do you mean
I
the
don't
scent
care what she thinks. She don't like to, she don't like the scent of my sandwich. Move.
Well, that's what I was saying to Mr. Henry and the other lady, and they didn't believe me about Lord of the Flies. You know? Did you ever see that movie?
Back to a systematic movie that has absolutely nothing to do with the topic you're talking about.
Exactly. You're talking about some kids that crash-landed.
I'm saying that if you waft the scent of pork under the nose, that it reverts a person back to a primal tribal state.
Oh, bull crap.
What you're saying is if you waft the scent of pork underneath their nose, they'll revert back and start eating pork? And
no, but they'll revert back to
throw the whole religion into a chaos?
It'll, no, but it will be the bonfire stage of it. It won't be the modern buildings. It'll be back to the time when Islam was, they just had bonfires.
Phil Hendry.